It's Wednesday, February 10th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: new MSP performance data from Channel Pro, jobs and economic data, and where will those jobs go? This is the Business of Tech. Channel Pro has their 2021 State of the Channel data now published. Close to a third say their revenue was either unaffected by COVID-19 or actually grew, and 36% sales are either back to pre-pandemic levels or higher. What's more, profits held steady for 38% of poll respondents last year and increased for 37%. 48% of this year's poll respondents canceled or delayed plans to hire new employees, and 19% made the painful but necessary decision to lay off staff. Meanwhile, just 28% of them surrendered to temptation by lowering rates or extending payment terms for their customers, and 15% actually fired unprofitable clients in the middle of a recession. Now, why do we care? Feel obligated to point out that if you went out of business, you likely didn't report to this data set. Just let that sink in too. In the next story, I have some market data for a broader perspective. Here, let's observe that good management helped a lot of providers navigate the downtime. I'll stand by my warnings from the time frame, because the more who adjusted, the better they navigated. This is strong business acumen that navigated through the downtime. That's a level of maturity we would likely not have seen a decade ago. Hiring tech people is harder. How much harder? 19 days harder. Now, why do I say that? Companies take an average of 61 days to fill a tech job and 42 days for a non-tech one. That's from ICIMS 2021 Workforce Report. While we're at it, tech unemployment is improving, up around 8,000 job openings in emerging technologies. Those jobs are about 28% of all new IT posts. U.S. tech companies added 19,500 jobs to payrolls in January, and across industries, companies added 78,000 positions in IT. Let's talk broader economy, too. I'm highlighting a Vox article that digs into multiple data points on the economy. I'm highlighting just a few of their seven major points. Education attainment matters. The more education, the more stable the job situation. Job postings are down in areas where work from home is more an option. Why? It's bad for those jobs that depend on going to the office, like lunches out, haircuts, and other services. If it can be done online, it's up, but areas like arts, beauty, hospitality, and tourism all way down. Unionized workers were less impacted than those non-unionized. Now, why do we care? Tech is one of those insulated industries, but we serve industries that are across the spectrum. Planning for hiring in tech should come with the expectation we'll take this long. This is an important detail for planning when to project for hiring. Additionally, use this data to analyze your customer base. I've included the link in the show notes and description because it offers more insights I didn't cover, particularly around the communities impacted. So, it's harder to hire people, but once you do, where will they go? Salesforce has told its employees they get to choose. On Tuesday, the company issued guidance in work from anywhere form. They're offering three options: flex, fully remote, and office-based. Flex involves reporting to the office anywhere from 1 to 3 days each week for work that's harder to do remote, like presentations, collaboration, and customer meetings. It intends to keep remote for those who don't live near one of their offices or don't need to be in an office. The company also said most of its employees will have the flex schedule. Their belief? The 9-to-5 is dead. Now, why do we care? If you think this sounds like Dropbox's virtual first, you're not wrong. While I wish the 9-to-5 was dead, the sentiment is true. I think the picture is pretty clear now what the other side looks like. A bit of everything. The office isn't about the walls or the snacks, it's about using tools to collaborate. Sometimes those tools are tables and chairs, and sometimes they are video conferencing and workflow systems. 9-to-5 is arbitrary. And anyone who works across time zone also knows it's not static either. This is not a tech story alone. Culture changes will make this work, or not, in each organization. The takeaway is that if IT isn't at the table, it won't work well. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks again for listening to The Business of Tech. Back tomorrow with all the best stories. Talk to you then.